Former President Barack Obama was back in Hawaii to chill for the holidays, but this weekend he also gave the keynote speech at a private event at the East-West Center. It was to launch a new program in the Asia-Pacific region. Take a listen.
As somebody who was born and raised in Hawaii, the idea that we are not being proper stewards of our planet and our oceans and the air that we breathe, that troubles me. As somebody who devoted my life and my work to providing opportunity to all people and not just some, the growing inequalities that we see in our society is something that I care deeply about. As somebody who benefited from a great education, the idea that some children don't get those same opportunities is something that I care deeply about. As the commander-in-chief of the largest military on Earth, seeing the devastation of war and conflict and its effects on ordinary people and wanting to create a world in which we're not so divided around tribe and race and people who are narrowly obsessed with power, exploiting their populations, those are things I want to put an end to. So I had no shortage of causes that I wanted to work on. But the one thing that I felt very deeply was that the single most important thing we could do was to make sure that we were helping the next generation of leaders make the changes that this world needs, that we were empowering the folks who are coming behind us so that they had the platform, the opportunity to channel the amazing energy and passion and imagination in order to bring a whole new set of eyes and ideas and possibilities to the world.
We also sat down with Bernadette Meehan, the Chief International Officer of the Obama Foundation, to talk about the work that lies ahead.
President Obama, from the very beginning of when he established the foundation, felt very strongly that the foundation be actively involved with the Hawaii community, both because of his deep family ties here, his love and respect for the state and for the people of Hawaii, as well as Hawaii's very unique position in the Asia Pacific, both geographically and culturally. So we are bringing 22 young leaders together from 16 countries and territories to begin a series of intensive leadership training and design workshops with the purpose of helping the foundation determine how we can best support emerging young leaders around the region as they seek to make positive change in their communities.
How often do you think these workshops will be held?
Well, this is a year-long program, the Asia Pacific Leaders Program. So we will start with these 22 who will help us design it, and then we will open up the program with a broad open application. We'll select approximately 200 folks from around the Asia Pacific to participate in a year-long program of trainings, of workshops, both digital and in-person, around the region.
And what has the foundation done to nurture other emerging leaders throughout the world?
We have been very active in a number of things that we sort of refer to as connecting, equipping, lifting up, and training young leaders. On the international side, we began in Africa in 2018, where we brought together 200 African leaders from 44 different African countries from among 10,000 applications. They came together in Johannesburg to meet with President Obama, meet with about 75 local leaders who were able to help them determine how to become ethical, values-based change makers in their communities, how to deal with the media, how to gain attention for their efforts, how to fundraise, all sorts of skills and trainings and techniques that they would need to make a greater impact in the world. We connect them to each other so that leaders that are working on different projects around the world feel like they have a connection to other young people doing the same thing. And we often hear back from them that feeling a little less isolated is one of the greatest values of being parts of these programs. And of course, the social media impact that President and Mrs. Obama have with their hundreds of millions of followers means that the Obama Foundation can lift up and spotlight these young leaders in a way that very few other organizations can do in the world. And that helps them fundraise, that helps leaders in their countries take them a little bit more seriously in some instances. And in some cases, it offers them a measure of legitimacy and protection that they might not otherwise have in the areas where they operate.
You did mention that President Obama has really made this a personal thing. And both his parents were at the East-West Center, and that's really kind of what the center does, is connects people.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. There are a lot of commonalities between the work and the programs and the young people that the East-West Center engages with and what the foundation is doing, which is why the president was very clear when he wanted to begin our next international program in the Asia-Pacific. He said, I want this work to be based out of Hawaii. I want to work with not only the East-West Center, but the University of Hawaii itself, which has been an excellent, caring, and thoughtful partner with us as we've begun to craft this initial program. And we look forward to continuing to work with them as we build out the program in the years to come.
And we were all tracking the competition to get the Obama Library, and we did lose out to Chicago. But, mm-hmm. you know, this whole idea of East-West and connecting people from, you know, across oceans mm-hmm. was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, the president said back when the bid was announced for the University of Chicago to host the Obama Presidential Center that he was so incredibly impressed with the proposal put forth by the University of Hawaii that he made a commitment then and there that we would partner with them and work with them any way that we could. And I think this program that begins today here on the East-West Center campus is the first step in making good on that promise. And from the way I've heard him personally describe it, this is the first step in what we hope will be a long and fruitful relationship.
Now, what about funding? Because mm-hmm. the foundation, I'm sure, is, you know, focused on the library and the archives. But how much priority and how does the funding work for this this type of program?
Mm-hmm. So all of the funding that the foundation operates on comes from private donations. So none of it is public funding. And you are right. There is a priority, obviously, on funding the Obama Presidential Center, which will include the museum and the archives and all of that. But what is unique about this presidential center that I think is really extraordinary and talks to the type of leader that President Obama has been and continues to be as a private citizen is that he said from the very beginning that he does not want to wait until the building exists to begin programming. He felt, and Mrs. Obama felt, that it was really important to get out there and plant the flag, even with small pilot programs, from the very beginning of when the foundation was founded, to say that the real priority for them is to take the spotlight and shift it from, you know, everything that they did during the administration and really put that spotlight on the next generation of emerging leaders. So we fund all of our programs privately, and we have found a way to not only fund sort of the activities of the Presidential Center itself and the building and everything that will go into that center, but also start these programs that will lift up young people across the United States and around the world.
And so if we can start out small and then, I guess, kind of grow in concert with all the mm-hmm. efforts toward establishing then the Obama Library.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, the hope is that we will be operating all across the United States and in each of the major regions of the world. So as mentioned, we began in Africa. We will turn next to the Asia Pacific. And I expect we will also have engagement in Europe, in Latin America, in South Asia, and hopefully be able to dive down and focus on different issues and perhaps different countries and connecting the cohorts in lots of different ways as we begin to grow sort of the connections and the network that we have established.
And do you think that there would be some way to include his family in this?
Absolutely. So Mrs. Obama is very proud to be carrying on the work that she has done around girls' education around the world. So the foundation just launched the Global Girls Alliance, which is focused on giving opportunities to girls all around the world and focusing primarily on obstacles and barriers that prevent them from getting access to the education that boys have around the world. So she will continue to make that a focus of her work through the Obama Foundation. And we feel very honored to be working with the president's sister, Dr. Maya Sotoro Ng, who is a resident of Hawaii. And she has been working with us on the international side to really think through how we're doing our programming here in Hawaii and the Asia Pacific. And she has been absolutely wonderful in grounding us in the cultures and the tradition and all of the rich opportunities that Hawaii has to offer. So we feel very grateful for her presence on our team.
And for the folks who might want to be considered to be a part of this program? How do they go about throwing their hat in?
That's a great question. I encourage all of the listeners to visit Obama.org. We are piloting with these 22 young leaders, but in the coming months, you can look for more information about what we're going to be doing in the Asia-Pacific region. And Hawaii, as the president has said, will play a pivotal role in that planning. And at some point in the near future, we will open up an application, and we encourage folks who are interested in sort of engaging with us in making their communities a better place and connecting with other young leaders doing the same thing across the region to throw their hat in the ring and apply. We're happy to hear from you and learn about how you're making your community a better place.
That was Bernadette Meehan, the head of the Obama Foundation, talking about the launch of a new program to nurture world leaders in the Asia-Pacific region.